Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is September 15th. It's Monday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Well, the data about Sarah Palin continues to pile up. Oh, she sure is a pretty lady. She's a wonderful family woman. She stresses traditional values. She's a member of the National Rifle Association. Yes, 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 I know all these nice things about her, ladies and gentlemen. But there's other material coming in which indicates that we may have a problem with Sarah Palin. She might be correctly described as a George Bush in drag. Now, I'm here to tell you right up front, ladies and gentlemen, there's a story circulating on the Internet, and everybody's been excited about it. I shouldn't say everybody. People have been excited about it, saying that Sarah Palin's mother's family were Lithuanian Jews who changed their name from something like Schmeugel to, what is the name? Sheeran. Folks, I don't have any faith in that story whatsoever. So if you circulate that story, you are falling into a carefully laid trap. Now, it is entirely possible that Sarah Palin has some Jewish heritage on her mother's side or her father's side. But the story that is circulating, and it's been picked up by a different number of websites and posted, and it's been circulating in emails, the story is not of any reliability whatsoever. Now, this does not mean, I know there are people out there saying, aha, Piper's covering up for Sarah Palin being Jewish. The reason why I'm talking about this story is because I don't believe the story to be true. I believe it to have been fabricated out of the whole cloth, and I say it with some very serious authority. So I'm here to tell you, don't get too excited about Sarah Palin as a descendant of Lithuanian Jews, folks, that story, because I don't believe it. Now, let's just start off with having cleared the air on that matter and just harken back to a similar story that Hillary Clinton was of Jewish descent that circulated some years ago. Coming from the same circles, I might add. No, I'll tell you what, Hillary Clinton, her grandmother's second husband, after Hillary's physical DNA grandfather died, so to speak, her genetic grandfather died, Hillary Clinton's grandmother remarried, and that gentleman was Jewish. That's why Hillary Clinton ran around to Jewish audiences trying to kiss up to them, saying that she had a Jewish grandfather. No, it was a step-grandfather. There is absolutely no evidence that Hillary Clinton is Jewish or of Jewish descent. And I repeat that also about Sarah Palin. I can tell you with perhaps 99.999% authority that that story circulating about her being Jewish is absolutely not true. With that one little point millionth of a percent qualification. Perhaps she does have Jewish blood, but it is not proven by the fallacious, fraudulent story that is circulating. Why people choose to circulate fraudulent and fallacious things like this, I do not know, but I do know that it does create problems for people out there who try to stick to the facts, who try to point out the flaws, and there are many flaws in so many of these candidates. But I'm telling you, folks, don't circulate that story. It's not true. We're going to break. Stay tuned. A little bit more, though, on Mrs. Palin. Some things we can prove that are true. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. There is, I believe, another error about Sarah Palin that is gaining some traction out there that I think needs to be corrected. Last week, I happened to be down at the American Free Press office, and I had a piece about Sarah Palin in there, but there was also another article written by another writer, and in which, in this article, it stated that Jewish people in the United States were suspicious of Sarah Palin because she had supported Pat Buchanan and Ron Paul. Now, I took my little editorial pen and deleted that from the story because, to the best of my knowledge, Sarah Palin did not support Pat Buchanan for president when he ran. Instead, she was actually a state campaign worker in Alaska for Steve Forbes. As far as Ron Paul is concerned, I don't know anything about that, but I haven't seen any evidence that Sarah Palin supported Ron Paul for president. And in any case, I marked that as something to be taken out. However, I was not in the office on Thursday when the paper goes to press, and I discovered after the paper was printed that the editor had directed that information remain in the story. So, as I say, I feel that American Free Press may be passing on some misinformation, not disinformation, but misinformation that has since been corrected. My understanding is that Sarah Palin's own campaign said no, she did not support Pat Buchanan for president. Unfortunately, the article in American Free Press, which I urged be corrected. My correction was deleted. So I just want to make that information clear, particularly because of the fact that I have been so critical of Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin, folks, while I'm being critical of Sarah Palin, guess who is coming to Sarah Palin's support? Most amazing, interesting article appeared on the front page of the Washington Post. The Washington Post on September 13th, which if my calendar is correct, September 13th was Saturday. On September 13th, the Washington Post carried an article by a Michael Abramowitz, interesting Irish name, a Michael Abramowitz, in which Mr. Abramowitz penned an article saying that there are actually many experts. That's what the Washington Post said in the headline. Experts say that Palin's confusion about the Bush Doctrine was, you know, quite understandable and acceptable. Now, this is interesting because, of course, the fact that the Washington Post is known as a very liberal newspaper. I was thinking that I had mentioned this on the show the other night, but so if I did, forgive me. However, it seems to have appeared in the Post on Saturday, so I guess my dates are correct and my memory is confused. I do so much talking, ladies and gentlemen, I forget whether I talk about it on the air or in a private conversation or on the phone or in a speech. But in any case, the fact that the Washington Post is excusing what many people would correctly say was Sarah Palin's confusion about the Bush Doctrine is interesting, very, very interesting. It's also, in my opinion, and I emphasize that, in my opinion, it's kind of a not-so-subtle signal by the Washington Post that people should be prepared for the possibility. The Washington insiders should be prepared for a Sarah Palin vice presidency, potentially a presidency. The Washington Post weighs its words very, very carefully. And the fact that this article comes on the heels of virtually worshipful articles about Sarah Palin appearing in the Washington Post, this liberal newspaper with Democratic leanings, should be very telling indeed. On Saturday, or on Sunday, I should say, the Post followed up with an editorial, an actual editorial in the Washington Post, saying that Sarah Palin's interview with Charles Gibson was neither disqualifying nor reassuring, saying that what Mrs. Palin needs to do is give more interviews and meet with more people and let people hear her views. So, again, folks, the Post is emphasizing that Sarah Palin's apparent or appearing ignorance of a doctrine that got us into the Iraq War, or what we generally think of as the Bush Doctrine, they're saying that that is not disqualifying. Think about it, folks. I mean, the Washington Post, you would expect the Washington Post to be trashing Sarah Palin if it's as liberally oriented as one might think and pro-Obama. No, the Washington Post, I'm just telling you, folks, for those of you out there who are worried about Barack Obama being elected president, I really don't think you have a lot to worry about. The people in the right places are lining up to support Sarah Palin. In fact, it's kind of funny. A friend of mine who's a bit of a liberal Democrat, he acknowledged to me over the weekend, he said, you know, a couple weeks ago, he said, you know, you said to me that you thought things were plugged in for Sarah Palin. He said, I'm beginning to think you're right. This is his observation from the way the mass media is covering Mrs. Palin. Who controls the mass media, ladies and gentlemen? That should tell you everything you need to know. And today in the Washington Post, in the style section, big article talking about, guess who, Sarah Palin. And this is very, very interesting. Buried about the midst of the article in the gossip section, it says it was conservative pundits who originally talked up Palin. She gained attention last year when a Weekly Standard cruise happened to sail into Alaska, and an aide invited the magazine's top editors, Fred Barnes and Bill Kristol, to lunch with the governor. William Kristol, of course, Rupert Murdoch's man at the Weekly Standard magazine. And it's a Palin aide invited the magazine's top editors to lunch with the governor. They didn't, according to this story, invite Palin to lunch. Palin's aide invited these two kosher conservative, neoconservative power brokers to lunch. Not long after, Fred Barnes wrote a 2007 profile calling her the most popular governor in America. He discussed her Christian faith and praised her adherence to principle. Other conservative commentators took notice, etc., etc., etc. Very, very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. We find the dirty hand, the dirty, vile hand of one of the most powerful kosher conservative troublemakers on the face of the planet, William Kristol, son of the infamous Irving Kristol, the Trotskyite turned quote-unquote conservative, there being at work behind the scenes. Kristol was one of the original McCain boosters back in 2000. Then, of course, when George Bush got elected and started doing the bidding of the kosher conservatives, getting the United States into that Jewish war of survival, generally known as the Iraq War, William Kristol was one of the primary media forces, one of the primary activists at work here in official Washington through his network of warmongers, helping get the United States into that war. And now we find that, in fact, they were early Palin boosters working, obviously, behind the scenes. Their first choice, of course, would have been Lieberman. But they knew they just couldn't pull that off. So instead of that, they pulled a fantastic rabbit out of a hat. That's what magicians do. And this happens to be a very particularly cuddly, pretty rabbit. Ladies and gentlemen, I confess, I have a crush on Sarah Palin. So do many, many millions of other people, male and female alike in this country. She's almost irresistible. I just read a biography of her. The back of it has a pretty picture of her as a cute little child, just absolutely adorable. The book is full of pictures of her in hunting gear and out fishing on the boat and with the kids and with her husband and as a beauty queen and as a pretty girl in college. She has so much appeal, ladies and gentlemen. She really does. But she's a politician, and she is a politician who has been groomed by the most powerful forces in our land. Maybe I should say the most pernicious forces in our land who have now gained a serious foothold, maybe I should say a stranglehold, on the Republican Party. They're already comparing her to Ronald Reagan. Conservative leaders are jumping up and saying Sarah Palin is the new conservative leader in America. She is a leader, all right, ladies and gentlemen, you know. She's a very pretty leader. But I wonder what she's leading us to. I know what she's leading us to. I've heard her rhetoric. I've heard her talking about war with Russia. I've heard her talk about Israel. We can't second-guess Israel, she says. Where'd you hear that before? That's coming right out of the Jewish lobby, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Sarah Palin's really cute. She's the prettiest governor in America. She'll probably be the prettiest vice president of America. But wolves come in sheep's clothing, folks.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. Space Program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Speaking of Sarah Palin, and we will be speaking a lot about her in the months ahead, I'm sure, whatever the result of the general election, I would be remiss in not mentioning that Mark Glenn has written 2 powerful pieces about Sarah Palin that have been gaining some circulation on the internet, and they need your attention. I'm sure you can find them at crescentandcross.com. That's C-R-E-S. See, I have a list, folks. C as in cat. C-R-E-S-C-E-N-T. Crescentandcross.com. Both very provocative essays, and I have to endorse them. Sadly, I have to endorse them 100%. The reason why I say sadly is because, you know, it's very, very hard. I find it very, very hard to criticize Sarah Palin. But, you know, the reality is there. The reality of what Mark has written and what I have written and others are writing, it's there. And, you know, it's so hard to confront so many good conservatives with the truth about Sarah Palin. And what is even more intriguing to me is that so many of your traditional liberals are just unable to face the fact that now here their Democratic Party is being thrown to the wayside by the mass media, which is rallying for Sarah Palin. You know, the Republicans are out here howling and moaning and crying that the liberal media is out to get dear little Sarah. But the fact is, all of the media attacks on Sarah, they only have the effect of solidifying the Republican base and energizing them even more and raising more money. But it also brings her sympathy from a lot of voters, male and female alike, who recognize that, you know, other than the fact that Sarah Palin is a politician, she really does. She's basically pretty much an everyday person who's suddenly been catapulted into the spotlight, into potentially being president of the United States, certainly vice president of the United States. And that's all well and good, folks, but the thing is, do we want Sarah Palin in there with her finger on the nuclear button? Not because she's lacking knowledge, but because she has knowledge, or at least what she perceives to be knowledge, and it is this knowledge or understanding that Israel and the Jews are God's chosen people, and it's the responsibility of the United States and people in power in the United States to do whatever Israel wants, whenever Israel wants it, no matter what the cost to America, because, in their view, God has dictated that Israel and the Jews are his chosen people, and therefore their interests must be served, because to serve the Jews and the state of Israel is to serve God and serve him correctly. That's pretty scary, folks. There are those who are saying, well, we shouldn't be talking about Sarah Palin's religion. Well, you know, when Sarah Palin's religion impacts upon her public policy making, it is open for discussion. On that, really, or any other issue, I suppose. So do check out Mark Glenn's provocative essays at crescentandcross.com. Should mention this. I've been reading a book about Ronald Reagan's days in Hollywood. There's been a lot written about Ronald Reagan's political career, but very little of substance written about his days in Hollywood. Very interesting, gossipy book by Mark Elliott. Mark spelled M-A-R-C, last name E-L-I-O-T. It's Reagan, The Hollywood Years. This guy is a writer, Mark Elliott, who's a Hollywood and music buff, so to speak, specialist. He's certainly gotten many books published. And you'll find out Ronald Reagan was quite a playboy, something that I wasn't exactly aware of, kind of interesting. Same time he was quite a playboy, he was not much of a family man, even when he and his wife, his two wives, had a raft of children, even including the famously adopted Michael Reagan. It was not a very nice family situation to be a Reagan kid. But what's more interesting in this book, ladies and gentlemen, from a political standpoint, are some of the revelations about Ronald Reagan's very interesting maneuvering in the political swamps of Hollywood. And while some of you may be familiar with it, from another book that I have mentioned on this program, Supermob, and from another book, Dan Moldea's book, I believe it's called Dark Victory, but I'm not sure of that. This book by Mark Elliott has some, what I believe to be some interesting revelations about Reagan's activities behind the scenes as the president of the Screen Actors Guild and having been involved in the Screen Actors Guild. And there's one particular portion of it that I would like to read to you when we come back from the break, because it is quite revealing and lends us another perspective on Ronald Reagan, who is being hailed as the role model for Sarah Palin. Yes, both of them are movie stars, certainly stars in a way. But here's some stuff about Reagan when we come back that may shock some of you. So if you don't like negative stuff about Ronald Reagan, turn the radio down for a few minutes. After the commercials, however, stay tuned for the commercials. When I come back, you may want to turn it down.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. A few minutes of commentary here on Ronald Reagan. And I think it's relevant because of this new book about Reagan's years in Hollywood, which a lot of people really don't know that much about. To Reagan's defense, I'll say this much, that he was not exactly the loser actor that many people think he was. He actually was on an upward spiral, and it just signed, the first ever $1 million contract, but then he had to go into the Army. And he was out of circulation for a while, lost a couple good parts, and his career never picked up again like he wanted it to. So Ronald Reagan was not the loser there that a lot of people like to think he was. They always call him a B-movie actor. No, actually, he was quite a member of the Hollywood set, had many affairs with many big names in Hollywood, including Lana Turner, who, in my opinion, is one of the most beautiful women ever to proverbially grace the silver screen. And he was mixing up with Hollywood royalty. So he was not exactly the B-type guy that everybody thinks he was. But in any case, he did get very much involved in Screen Actors Guild union activities and was involved behind the scenes in a strange situation there during the famous blacklists. There's much more to that whole story than meets the eye. But when they had a big strike out there, Reagan was one of the people involved in, it's a very complicated to go into it. I don't even pretend to know all the details here, but suffice it to say, this is what a journalist named George Dunn, who reported on the Hollywood strike for Commonweal. Now, he's a liberal Jesuit priest. I know a lot of you out there don't like Jesuits, don't like Catholics in general, so you'll say this must be Vatican propaganda about Ronald Reagan. But here's what George Dunn had to say about Reagan's actions during the strike. He said, "I never had much use for him ever since my dealings with him in the Hollywood strike, because he played a key role in cooperation with what, in my judgment, were the thoroughly immoral Chicago gangster outfit, at least. The union had been controlled by those gangsters, and in my judgment, it was still. And it was operating in conspiratorial cooperation with the Hollywood producers to destroy what was the only honest and democratic trade union movement to Hollywood. Reagan played a key role in that destruction. It's been difficult for me to believe that he wasn't aware of what he was doing and with whom he was cooperating. And I also have been convinced that he was rewarded for it. I don't pretend to charge that he had a prior arrangement with the producers, that the producers agreed, we will do this for you if you do this for us. No, I don't charge that. But Reagan was at the end or near the end of his acting career, such as it was. And it's from this period on, after having done this very effective job in the interest of the producers, that his whole success stems. The producers don't forget their friends any more than the crime syndicate people forget their enemies. They didn't forget Willie Beoff, and the producers didn't forget Ronald Reagan." Well, folks, it's no coincidence that Ronald Reagan's longtime agent was Lew Wasserman of the media powerhouse firm MCA, the Music Corporation from America. It is said that Ronald Reagan's last lunch before leaving Hollywood to come to Washington to serve as president was with Lew Wasserman, and his first lunch upon arriving back in California after having served in the White House for 8 years was with Lew Wasserman. Lew Wasserman and Jules Stein, the guys who ran MCA, had immense, one might even say profound, ties to the organized crime syndicate going way back, ladies and gentlemen. And in a biography of Lew Wasserman, it was published a few years ago, it was revealed that the MCA company actually was engaged in covert operations on behalf of the CIA. And I think it's probably safe to say, and I'm speculating here, and I emphasize that, because of Lew Wasserman and Jules Stein's devotion to the State of Israel, I suspect it's probably safe to say that if they were working for the CIA, they probably also did some work for the Mossad. And I'll tell you what else is very, very revealing in this book, ladies and gentlemen. You've all seen the movie The Godfather, and there's a famous story about the Hollywood producer who gets a severed horse's head in his bed as a message from the Godfather that he's got to work with the Godfather's favorite singer, Johnny Fontaine. You know, the legend has been for years and years that that story was modeled on Frank Sinatra, and it's a convenient story because, you know, Frank Sinatra was an Italian-American, and the whole Godfather theme surrounds the whole story of an Italian-American crime family. But according to this writer, Mark Elliott, the real story is that that story was actually based on Lew Wasserman's effort to impose Ronald Reagan into Las Vegas, and that it was just taken to a different level. So, in fact, the most famous scene, the most famous story, and the most famous film in America about gangsterism and the so-called mafia really had absolutely nothing to do with Frank Sinatra and Italian-American crime figures, but had everything to do with a powerful Jewish film industry executive named Ronald Reagan, executive with crime connections, Lew Wasserman, and his protege, Ronald Reagan. That's very interesting, folks. It's very interesting. Buried in the pages of a book that very few people will ever read. So things as they are in the media, in the films of Hollywood, are not quite always what we sometimes believe. And that's what we must remember about Ronald Reagan. He was a product of Hollywood, a product of the media, a product of the people who control that media. And yes, folks, that's what Sarah Palin is. Don't forget it. All right, we're going to the phones. We've had some callers very patiently waiting out there. We've got Brian in Pennsylvania. Brian, what's going on?
Hi, Mike.
How you doing? Can't hear you well, Brian. Speak up.
How about this?
It's a little... Well, keep on talking. We'll see if I can figure out what you have to say.
Well, when you started talking about Ronald Reagan, I got on the phone because I just finished reading a book called The Last Mogul by Dennis McDougall, Lou Wasserman,
is that,
SDA.
Is that, that's the one on Lou Wasserman.
Lou Wasserman and MCA and the Hidden History of Hollywood is his
right,
byline.
Exactly.
Great. I mean, Reagan was a creation of Lou Wasserman, and the million-dollar contract that you mentioned was actually Lou Wasserman's first million-dollar contract that he ever contracted with an actor, and he only did it so we could say he had a million-dollar contract. It was...
That's interesting. I didn't remember that from that book, but that is the book that I was referring to earlier, the book on Lou Wasserman. It's a very interesting book, isn't it?
It was a very enlightening book. Wasserman moved to Cleveland, and he immediately hooked up with the Mayfield Road Gang.
Absolutely.
And then shucked off to Chicago for a while, and then wound up, of course, in L.A. with MCA after Jules Stein. Jules Stein was a lot older. And after Jules Stein, who was a famous ophthalmologist, by the way. But,
that's right.
Wasserman took over and ran MCA and completely had an iron grip on every aspect of Hollywood. The producers, the actors. Kind of lurch. I mean, he ran the show in Hollywood for many, many years, was very tight with Jimmy Carter, very tight with Reagan, very tight with all these big, big political bosses. So that's what prompted me to call you.
You know, Brian, it's interesting because you've just recited, oh, I guess probably six or seven lines there, and you know more about what made Ronald Reagan president than about 199,999,999 people in this country.
Well, Ronald Reagan was the golden boy because of what he did when he took over SAG, the Screen Actors Guild. He relaxed all kind of prohibitions that kept Wasserman's gang from not only producing movies, but contracting the actors that were in the movies.
Exactly.
So Wasserman could say, listen, I'll give you Tony Curtis, but you got to take Carol Burnett too. I mean, Wasserman broke down. Well, Reagan, he was a puppet for Wasserman, and when Wasserman convinced Reagan to reduce the standards, it opened the door wide for Wasserman just to run the whole show, from production to TV to movies to contracts, everything. I mean, MCA was a huge, hugely successful, financially powerful operation that even actually sued the IRS once and won.
That's right. I had forgotten about that. That's correct. Yes. Yeah, I mean, that whole story of Ronald Reagan and Lou Wasserman and MCA is a, you know, Henry Denker, a Jewish playwright out of New York, once wrote a book called, oh, boy, the name of it escapes me. But it's actually the thinly veiled story of Ronald Reagan and an MCA. And my friend, the late West Hooker, who I've mentioned on this show, was actually a character in that book because West was at one time one of the highest-paid talent agents in the country, most notably because of the fact that he was one of the most highest-paid non-Jewish talent agents in the country. And for a period while he was at MCA, he was actually the account executive who was in charge of some of Ronald Reagan's affairs. And that's something, although his name appears as Carl Brewster in this book by Henry Denker, Carl Brewster was actually West Hooker. And so this whole story of Ronald Reagan and how he came to power, I think in many ways reflects what we're seeing here with Sarah Palin. She, too, is a creation of these behind-the-scenes media masters who've decided to put the spotlight on her and make her America's sweetheart, because there's no other way that I think they could I don't think they could get John McCain in the White House otherwise.
I have to agree with you 100%. I've reflected on this, and this is a pure stroke of genius.
Yes.
To shove this woman in front of the American public. And the thing about it is, Mike, is that even though we're all equal, male and female now, there's still this built-in sympathy for a man attacking a woman. It's inherent.
I feel sorry for Joe Biden.
And anybody that picks on her or even confronts her or tries to get confrontational with her is going to evoke the empathy of every woman watching and probably half the men.
Exactly. So exactly. She's just too pretty and too sweet for our own good, I should say.
Well, she has a disabled child, and, you know, the whole thing is just, it was just a stroke of magnificent genius. It's going to put McCain in the White House, and that's such a scary thought that...
I've said this before on the show. I almost feel sorry for Barack Obama, because during the last year, the media made him into a star, and now all of a sudden they just snapped the lights off, and they turned the cameras over on Sarah Palin and lit up the lights, and you know, it's like, and that's another thing, too. In the Washington Post on Sunday, in the opinion section, there's a big article essentially saying, remember, this is my, I'm not saying this is what they say, but essentially what they're saying is, well, you know what? Barack Obama, it looked as though he might have a serious shot at becoming the first black presidential candidate, but black people in America better face up to the fact that he may not get elected. In fact, it looks increasingly like he may not get elected. So, you know, when this kind of stuff appears in the Washington Post, which normally panders to an extraordinary degree to the black community, when they're publishing articles like this, they're sending out a not-so-subtle message that, hey, guess what? Things are programmed for maybe we should say, the Palin-McCain ticket.
Yeah, you can feel it from every direction.
Yeah,
He's crested, and there's no way for him to go up and down now. Anything he says against Palin is going to backfire. She's become some sort of, she's a Wonder Woman.
Exactly. That's perfect. Wonder Woman. I'm going to steal that line from you, Brian. I'm going to refer to her as Wonder Woman from now on.
She can do no wrong. She's invulnerable, impenetrable. It's a stroke of genius. The men behind the curtains, you got to give them credit.
Hey, you know, Brian, even the guy that she's accused of trying to get fired from the state police force, her ex-brother-in-law, this is a guy who, at the very least, tested a taser on his son. I mean,
if they can't find anything more damaging to sink her, Obama is finished.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know the thing is, you know, I have no great desire to see Obama elected president, but I have an even greater desire to see John McCain denied the presidency. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, we are between I always say rather than a rock and a hard place, we are between a rock and Iran. And it's pretty scary. Brian, listen, I haven't heard from you in a while. Glad to hear from you. And I'm glad you read that book on Lou Wasserman, because that is a book that, people need to read to really understand how Hollywood is more than just this wonderland, so to speak, out there where they produce these pictures. It's intimately tied, intricately tied, to the finance and politics of this country in more ways than people understand.
Jules Stein and later Lou Wasserman ran the talent, the production of the movies, the studios. He bought Universal. He bought Universal. Universal was sold to the Japanese, and then after the Japanese bought Universal from Wasserman at the end of his career, guess who bought Universal back from the Japanese?
Oh, I believe it was the Bronfman.
You're exactly right, the Bronfman family.
All right. Good to hear from you, Brian.
All right.
Folks, I think you probably learned a hell of a lot more about Ronald Reagan and Hollywood than you would want to hear, because it's all the truth, and sometimes the truth hurts. And now we have Sarah Palin, Wonder Woman.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? The world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thanks to Brian for a very informative phone call. He referenced a book that I do recommend you read. It's entitled The Last Mogul, Lou Wasserman, MCA, and the Hidden History of Hollywood. If you want to find that book, I would just suggest that you do a search at Amazon or just generally on Google with the name Lou Wasserman. Lou is spelled L-E-W. Wasserman is W-A-S-S-E-R-M-A-N. And the author is Dennis McDougall. His name is spelled M-small-C, capital D-O-U-G-A-L. The Hidden History of Hollywood is really the hidden history of America. Well, we have a couple minutes left. We'll go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Oh, hi, Michael.
How you doing, Dave?
Pretty good. I don't think I'm going to have enough time, but, the previous caller, Brian, there, I really wanted to step up to the plate and see if I could penetrate Sarah Palin's Kevlar.
Go ahead.
I might have to, there was two parts to this call. I might have to do the second part.
All right. Well, fire away. Yeah.
First off, let me quickly say, I don't know if you listened to Tex Mars. I believe it was last week, Michael. But boy,
no,
was
didn't I hear
just...
it.
Huh?
I didn't hear it, but tell us about it.
Well, Tex is, of all people, he's smitten by Sarah Palin.
Hmm.
He's fawning all over her and defending her against her critics, and I was so surprised that Tex is really smitten by her, really taken in by her and everything, you know?
Well, Tex needs to take a little bit of a closer look. A lot of people have been snowed right now, so I'm not surprised. A lot of people have been snowed by Sarah Palin.
Yeah, well, I'm not, and I'll start with the first part of my call. I won't have time for the second part, but I really wanted to get to the second part. But the first part, Michael, if I have time, is and Tex is very good at doing this, and I hope Tex tackles. I'm going to bring up this subject, and I hope Tex follows through with it and elaborates on it. But I'd like to compare this modern-day Sarah with this modern-day religious Sarah with an ancient religious Sarah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I'd like to compare Sarah Palin with Abraham's wife, Sarah. Now, Sarah sent Abraham into his maidservant because she didn't trust, she didn't believe God. Her faith failed that God was going to give her a child. She sent Abraham into her maidservant, Hagar, and Hagar conceived and bore Ishmael. Well, you know, this ancient Sarah, Michael, she got so jealous, she was in a jealous rage. She says, this bondwoman's son will not be heir with my son and everything. And she persuaded Abraham to drive Hagar and baby Ishmael out into the desert with just a bottle of water and a little bit of bread to a certain death of thirst and exposure, and that's exactly what was going to happen. Hagar's heart was broken. She couldn't stand to see little Ishmael die, so she just put him under a bush for a little shade, and she walked a distance away, and she was crying. And the Lord heard her cries, Michael, and had mercy on her, and sent the angel of the Lord to her, and opened up her eyes, and she saw some water, apparently like an oasis, a spring of water. And she went and she gave baby Ishmael some water and everything. And anyways, later, you know, of course, Ishmael grew up and he married an Egyptian woman and everything. But that ancient Sarah, Michael, she didn't want the Arab nations to even come into existence. She wanted to dispossess the Arab nations before they were even created through Ishmael.
What a parallel.
This Sarah Palin, just her name is a provocation to the Islamic world. Just her name.
Interesting. Dave, listen, we've run out of time, but I tell you what, I want you to call in here tomorrow night. We're going to talk about this further. I find this just fascinating.
Okay, thank you, Michael. And
all right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. All right, folks, stay tuned for more good programming. You can handle the truth.
Men, are you?